future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Wow, what a last couple of days it's been for the SVK Crypto crew. So let's kick things off. We had our event yesterday of LISK. We had the big hitters from LISK flying in for Berlin. A massive thank you to everyone that attended the event. It was an absolute success. Really happy with the turnout. Really happy with the vibe in the room. It was a great place. It's one of my favorite events that we've done thus far. So really, really happy of everything. The topics, the conversation, were great. The questions from the audience were phenomenal. So massive shout out to everyone that came. Really, really big thanks. We couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you so much. And on top of that, we're seeing a lot of positive buying in the market as well, which is great to see, which has been raising the price up for a lot of the different cryptocurrencies out there. So Bitcoin's currently trading at $8,262. That's up 2% the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $558. That's up 8.5% in the last 24 hours, which is huge. We have EOS currently trading at $9.33. That's up 6.5 cents. We've got NEO trading at $73. That's up 3.5 cents. And I want to give a big shout out to MCO, which is Monaco. They are up in the last 24 hours 57%. So big shout out to those guys. Great job. And keep doing what you're doing. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
Well, the first story that caught my attention today was Huobi, so Huobi, or as the English pronounce the exchange, they are moving to London. So we were at their meetup on Monday, but there's a really good story here that kind of fills in all the points I'd have probably missed. So let's jump into the story. World's fourth largest crypto exchange, Huobi, expands to London as entry point to the EU market. So Beijing-born crypto exchange Huobi has announced that it's planning to open an office in London as it continues its expansion overseas, Finance Magnates reports. Explaining, the vice president of Huobi Group, Peng Hu, told reporters, "Not Malta, not Switzerland, absolutely London. More precisely, Britain is the entry point for the European market for us. Soon, we will have an office there." Finance Magnates further reports that Chen Chung, Huobi's senior business development manager for Europe, explained that the exchange wants to have a presence in the city because our statistics show that London is the most active trading scene across all of Europe. The choice of London sends a clear message, according to Chung, that the exchange wants to go mainstream by being compliant with relevant regulations, he told reporters. "We are not afraid of regulation, nor are we escaping regulation." Huobi is currently the world's fourth largest crypto exchange by traded volume on a daily basis, according to data from CoinMarketCap, trading about $1.2 billion in the past 24 hours to press time. Huobi Group launched its Huobi Pro Exchange, headquartered in Singapore, after the Chinese government banned ICOs and domestic crypto fiat exchanges back in September 2017. Arguably a robust climate for all things crypto. So that's great to see as well. Let's get on to the next story. Dow Jones Media Group and Brave Blockchain platform to test consent-based ads. So let's jump in. The Dow Jones Media Group and the blockchain-powered privacy-orientated web browser Brave have formed partnership to test blockchain technology in digital advertising, according to a press release published yesterday. Brave, which was developed by Brendan Eich, creator of JavaScript and the co-founder of Mozilla, raised $35 million in 30 seconds during its initial coin offering for the basic attention token BAT, held last June. Through its new partnership with the Dow Jones Media Group, the Brave browser reports it will provide access to either Dow Jones Media Group's brands, Barron's.com, or the MarketWatch newsletter to a limited number of users, as the two sites will become verified publishers on Brave's BAT platform, According to Adweek, Brave Browser users earn BAT tokens by engaging with ad content from verified publishers. Now including these two, Dow Jones Media Group brands, the platform reports the BAT token can be used for payment of the premium content. Yeah! Eek told Adweek that Brave seeks to cut out the middlemen in the ad industry, stating that they are trying to reconnect the funding that comes in gross payment after the fact from advertisers and gets chopped down by a bunch of middle players, notably Google, and the remnants given to publishers. So I think that's a great story. I think it's really good that we're seeing adoption. We're seeing these bigger companies using the blockchain technology, using it being okay to use cryptocurrencies as well for that. So I think that's great to hear. It's great news. Big salute to what Brave are doing. So let's go on to the next story. NASA funds development of autonomous space aircraft that uses blockchain. So NASA has awarded a new grant that supports the development of a autonomous aircraft that can make decisions using blockchain technology without human intervention. News outlet space.com reported today. Jin-Wei Kosios, an assistant professor of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Akron, Ohio, received a $330,000 NASA grant to support her research. Jin said that the research program will examine the application of Ethereum-based blockchain technology in developing a secure computing system to be used in deep space. In this project, the Ethereum blockchain technology will be exploited to develop a decentralized, secure, a cognitive networking and computing infrastructure for deep space exploration. I hope to develop technology that can recognize environmental threats and avoid them, as well as complete a number of tasks automatically. I am honored that NASA recognized my work, and I'm excited to continue challenging technology's ability to think and do it on its own. The system will reportedly use the underlying smart contract technology to build spacecraft that could think for itself, enabling it to automatically detect and dodge floating debris in a timely manner. Jin hopes that such technology spacecraft will be able to complete more tasks, provide more data, and give scientists more time for information analysis, as they would no longer be occupied by anticipating environmental threats. The University of Akron didn't disclose a timeline for when Jin's technology would be sent into space. However, Thomas, advanced communications program manager at NASA's Glenn Research Center, said that this is the first time the center considered blockchain applications in terms of space communications and navigation. So great story. Glad to hear NASA is warming up to the blockchain. This could be something that could definitely benefit NASA and all the great stuff they're doing out in space. So big shout out to NASA. Yeah. Let's get on to the top Twitter tweet.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to A. Pompolino, and you can go follow him at A. Pompolino. And here's the tweet. Morgan Stanley claims that Bitcoin miners are losing money at any price less than $8,600. This is laughably wrong. They're off by at least $5,000, if not more. They can't even accurately measure the business metrics of this new threat. Great tweet. You know what to do. Hit him up. Follow his content and remember to follow our channel or our Twitter channel's content at @SVK_crypto. The second tweet goes to CNBC's Fast Money, and you can go follow them at CNBC Fast Money. And here's the tweet. Pantera Capital CEO Dan Moorhead says Bitcoin's flashing a rare buy sign and it's hinting at a big rally ahead. Woohoo! Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
So let's speak about something that is a real issue in the blockchain and crypto space. So one of our real weaknesses as a community is not having enough developers. Developers are the key to take us to the next level, to where we want to go, to where we envision the space to go. But for that to happen, we need developers, we need people, we need coders, we need talented individuals who have an understanding of the core technology and then can better it, essentially. This is something that we're seeing slowly but surely happening. Now, multiple institutions, education institutions across the world, such as London Imperial College, have set up facilities to try and take computer science graduates and try and bring them in and educate them about the blockchain space. And I guess if you're a computer science graduate, you'd want that level of knowledge, right, going into the workplace especially, because it's a space where there isn't many individuals who can actually execute correctly. And if you are one of those individuals, you're in a very good position because everyone is looking to hire you. So you're in a really good position. And the space needs it to really go to the next level. So we're seeing this more and more play out. We're seeing a lot of the bigger blockchains spending more time, more resources to basically better the individual understanding of their blockchain, but also to hire developers who can help them take their vision and grow their ecosystem. Because if you are someone like Neo, or if you're someone like EOS, you need developers who are all around the world to be developing for your ecosystem, to be creating new projects, to bringing new technology to the market. And this is the key. And this is something that is not really mentioned enough. And it's something I wanted to kind of bring to everyone's attention this evening. So listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your attention. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow we're going to have a really cool episode on all things that are altcoins. We're going to be discussing all alts. We're going to be discussing the biggest potentials for 2018 that we at SVK Crypto see. So remember to stay tuned for that one. Thank you so much for your attention. Remember to keep active on all our socials. Follow us on Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. Follow us on Twitter, at SVK underscore crypto. Email myself if any questions or queries, cstory@svkcrypto, cstory@svkcrypto.com. Thank you so much for listening. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK underscore crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.